I'm now joined with Róisín Mills from Irish Girl Guides. She's leader with Lucan and also assistant chairperson of IGG's National Communications Committee. She's going to be talking about how guiding skills have helped Girl Guides to become resilient and cope with COVID challenges. Good morning, Róisín. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Good morning to you too.
First of all, Róisín, tell us a bit about yourself in terms of guiding, how you became involved and how old were you at the time?
So, interestingly enough, I'm from London originally, and I was a member, a Brownie member of the first Wimbledon, who are quite famous in the guiding world for having raised £40,000 during the Second World War for an air ambulance. And I joined when I was five. My mother became a crafty owl just to get me in. When I left London in the early 80s, I moved to Cavan. There weren't any girl guides up in Cavan. So I kind of stepped away from it. Until 2015, when I went to my best friend's daughter's enrolment in Brownies in Lucan. And as they were saying the Brownie law, I started saying it automatically. And then I suddenly realised while sitting there, an epiphany, I realised that I'd lived by the Brownie law for all of my life. And I thought, huh, great. Well, here's something for me to do because I like to be involved in any form of the community work. So I went up to the district commissioner that night at the enrolment and said, are you looking for any leaders? And she said, actually, we're looking for a brown owl for a group called Tiernan Oge. And I went, whoa, instant promotion. I'm there. So I took on a group of brownies in 2015. There was 24 of them. Of those 24, 12 then went on last year in 2019 to become my senior branch girls. So they stuck with me from brownies through guides and have now set up a senior branch unit. So altogether now, I have 10 brownies because we've lost a few during COVID. I have 30 guides and I have 18 senior branch. So I have a small army. And it's great fun. I love it.
Very nice. Fair play to you. From the age of five, members of IGG learn ways to boost their mental health and to develop problem-solving skills. So what kind of activities have assisted with this for ladybirds, they're aged 5 to 7, and brownies from 7 to 10?
So for the ladybirds and brownies and guides, actually, but focusing on the ladybirds and brownies, they all have similar badges, except they are slightly simpler for the younger girls, of course, because coordination skills and everything like that would be different to between the ladybirds and the brownies. So we have a range of programs in our journey program and a range of badges. So we've been bringing in quite a few new ones this year, aviation and engineering and a lot to do with STEM and the Europe badge so that we could all learn about Europe. And each of those have activities where it challenges them to think outside the box. It challenges them to look at something and go, OK, this is the way I'd normally do it, but what way can I do it differently to make a difference for this badge? So that could be anything from colouring a picture, designing a postcard, making a collage, making a statement, doing a dance, singing a song, making up a game, anything like that, just to work out how they can best do that badge to help them.
OK, I suppose it encourages them to identify positive qualities in themselves.
Absolutely. And to delve deep, delve deep and find out, you know, I find with a lot of, not so much at ladybird age, but at brownie age, they're really discovering themselves. In fact, our badges for the brownies are detect, investigate and explore. They're their 3 years badges. And they really start looking inside who they are, because we know more about ourselves when we're in the 7 to 10 range, age range, than we do when we get to 16 and upwards. So they're really finding out about who they are and what they want. So it's interesting to watch them explore different angles of approaching the same problem. If a teacher gave it to them, they'd probably just do it by rote. But because in guides, we encourage them to test their strengths, they then apply themselves differently to it.
OK. And for guides aged 10 to 14, what kind of additional skills do they learn to help them become resilient?
Oh, well, they get the tougher version. So theirs is a bit more complex, where in ladybirds, you'd learn how to build a paper plane. In brownies, you'd learn how to build one from a little bit more paper and wood and stuff. And then in guides, it would be a bit harder. It's a paper plane that's got to fly. It needs to have wheels. It's got to, you know, so it's no longer a paper plane. So it's just a level up. There is a thing that I do with my guides, whereby each year has a particular thing to run. So the older girls, the 14-year-old girls, run a weekend away. So they plan the activities, they run the activities, they plan the meals, they help with the cooking. they work with the girls all that weekend for the with the younger girls. The year below them looks at planning a day out. The year below them looks at planning a meeting that they have to run, and the older girls have to run the day out. So it teaches them skills on money management and how to deal with lots of different personalities and stuff. And it teaches them a resilience in understanding that it's okay to fail, and it's okay to absolutely get back up again and try it again. And it's okay if something doesn't run exactly to time. And one of the key things they learned was always have a couple of games in your back pocket. So the guides is a bit more different. They take on more responsibility. They're more out in the community. They're more mature in how they are approached on their challenges.
Okay, and I suppose all of this contributes to identifying signs of stress in themselves and finding ways to deal with it.
Yeah, so we have a couple of badges. We have a skin pamper, which is for, you know, the skin stress, where you make face masks and stuff. We also have a healthy mind badge. And in that healthy mind, they talk, you know, it's about letting go of bad feelings. It teaches you breathing in and out to relax. We have a couple of leaders that do yoga, and they do yoga for kids. So we bring them in to teach the girls how to just give them that 5 or 10 seconds of peace, or even 2 or 5 minutes of peace, where they can sit there when chaos is going all around them and just go and let it all out, and to step away from the computers and the online life. So one of our key things when we're doing camps and stuff like that, and any weekends away, is no mobile phones, which for you can imagine for the 10 to 14 year olds is like, oh no, my life is dead, it's gone.
yes, you know, I can agree how will with I that.
Exactly. So we just don't let them bring it. And it means that they're definitely interacting more, and they come back from these weekends and camping trips just full of life and stories, because we forget, being older generations, that we lived our life on stories. You never guess what they did. You never guess what they did. They come back from those camps like that, in, as opposed to, oh, well, I was watching this YouTuber, you know. So it's a much more tangible experience that they get. And that helps with their resilience and with their mindfulness of themselves.
I guess being part of a group, you know, making new friends, meeting them every week, it's a sense of belonging to something. This feeling must also contribute to becoming more resilient. And also, I believe that many friendships from guides have gone on to last a lifetime. What's your view?
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing about the guides is the sisterhood. And that's not like a gang, but it is a gang, in the respect that it is a massive community. We have girls that have moved from us to America, to Canada, to France, to Asia, and they can go and join a guide unit in that country, and everything's kind of the same. It's because it's such a global movement, you know, there's 10 million girl guides and girl scouts across the world. So they can just walk in and they know that there'll be a promise. It might be slightly changed, but it's the basic of, you know, to do my best, to do my duty, to guide my, to God and my country, to help those at home every day. So it allows them to, in a world around them that's changed massively, you know, there may be a form of culture shock if they're moving to a different country. They can just walk in and all these things will be the same. And all the girls are there to help. And the great thing that I've found is that I have about, in my guide and brownies and senior branch, I think I've got about 10 different schools. The girls all go to different schools. So this gives them a group outside of their school. So if there is any issues in their school, this is a group that's separate to that. None of those issues come with it. And they are free to talk about that. So they get a different perspective on themselves from other people. That actually the bullies in school are not bullying them because it's them. That's just what they do, because they know that this group of girls here that they go to guides with love them and have great crack with them. So it just gives them that balance in their life.
So Roisin, in terms of becoming more resilient, senior members, 14 to 30 year olds, have many opportunities for personal growth and development. Tell us what kind of activities they take part in and what additional skills they can learn to help them.
Oh, to be under 30, I swear they have some great laugh. They have things like going to our world centres in Switzerland or Mexico or London or Africa. They can go there to either volunteer for a couple of months to help with local projects. They can go there for worldwide meetings, the Helen Storrow. There's quite a few different other conferences there, conferences on the climate changes, sustainable development goals. It's all about training them to be at one with the world and training them to move forward into the world. We encourage the girls to lobby for actions that they want to put forward, to go and talk to their politicians, especially our Europe badge. We actually ask them to write to politicians. So the senior branch can go and do the 10 to 14 year old guide badges as well. So they can do any of those. But the Europe badge says, go and talk to a politician, get them to write to you, tell them what you feel about things. I have all of my girls, senior and senior branch and brownies and guides, doing a climate action mural, a poster from what they think they would like to help with climate action. And from that, I'll push them forward to lobbying about climate action in Ireland, especially with the new thing that's come out recently about our carbon emissions and everything by 2030. So it's just, they take what they've learned in brownies and guides and they just move it to the next mature level. And they get to travel as well. They get to travel so much. I'm very jealous. I'd love to be under 30 again, honestly.
So would I. I'd go back to Scouts.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Roisin, I'd say the Explorers Challenge for senior branch members really helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because of what they have to do. Just tell us a little bit more about that.
So with the Explorer Belt, they're basically sent off to a foreign country. They don't know where they're going until they're in the airport. They have to undertake a number of challenging projects. And they've got to, you know, use their initiative, use their curiosity and resourcefulness, because that's one of the guide laws, is always being resourceful. It takes them, you know, into a new area, different language, different currency, of course, if you go outside the EU, different way of people. And, you know, like, you can't hitchhike. They've got to do about 60 kilometres to 100 kilometres across the country and survive on a very small amount of money per day. And they've got to have everything on their back. So as each day comes, they get given a new challenge to do. And then they have to set up tent and make their own dinner for probably around €3 a day. So it's tough going. They have to train. You don't get accepted into it unless you've done your kilometres walking and built up the kilometres walking beforehand. You have to be able to prove that you've done your training in that respect.
Okay, it's great experience though, absolutely. Roisin, since the beginning of the pandemic, I believe that leaders have continued to engage with youth members in many different and creative ways. Would you like to elaborate more on this for us and tell us what's been happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some brilliant ideas coming out from leaders. So we normally have enrolment ceremonies where they get enrolled as being a guide or a senior brancher or a brownie or a ladybird even, and that involves the whole group. But because of the distancing, the COVID regulations and everything, we've had drive-through enrolments where basically the parents drive up in the car and the badge is handed to them on a stick to keep the 2 meter distance, and the parents pin it on while the guide does her enrollment through the car window with a mask on. We've had online, there's been, I know ourselves, when we're allowed to meet face to face, we're only allowed a certain amount of kids in the whole time, 15 people in one large hall. So because I have 30 in my guides, I'm lucky I've got two halls, but I've got some people who, I have two leaders, one works in St. James's, and the other is a part of the vulnerable group. They can't join us in the hall for obvious reasons. And because we've got 30, we need at least 6 girls online. So they run the online, but we have them on 2 big projectors on the walls in the hall and a phone so that they can see what's going on in the hall and they can join us in online. But they work to an online version of our in-person program. You know, so everyone's doing the same thing, just slightly differently. I'm very lucky and people have done outside meetings when we're allowed to meet outside. You know, so we've had outside walks. I think the girls have got more, done more stuff outside now. and the leaders have adapted to doing things outside. You know, where arts and crafts before was always on the floor, now we're doing it against logs and against walls on pavements and stuff. So yeah, okay. There's been some big changes. Yeah.
Okay. And despite that, which is excellent, you know, in the circumstances, how have the youth members coped with being unable to take part in the biggies, you know, the big exciting outdoor activities like hiking and camping during the last year? It must have been very difficult for them, was it?
We forget how much that social interaction is a growth piece of our lives. And I think for definitely the younger ones, it's hard to get them engaged with the online all the time, because ladybirds and brownies are much more tactile. They like to be able to pull on your jacket and going, Brownell, Brownell, Conchinella, Conchinella, I need this, I need that. You know, the guides are missing that teenage chatter. So when you're in a hall with a bunch of guides, it is very loud because they're all nattering. And it's very hard to do that on Zoom because there's a lot of girls that are self-conscious in that 10 to 14 year old bracket. I'm very lucky. I've had nearly full attendance, 95 to 99 to 100% attendance at all my Zoom meetings. We've started doing things like Kahoot, and they build the Kahoot quiz with me so that it gets them going, and I ask them to think about it and work out what questions they want. We have them doing scavenger hunts just to get them moving. But I think really it's hard. The social interaction piece is very flat because we're all two dimensional.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Thanks again, Roisin, for joining us. Great talking you. And all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you very much, Johnny. And if anyone wants to be a leader, we're always looking for leaders.
Yes. Actually, how would they go about that just before we finish here?
If they go on to the Irish Girls, the irishgirlguides.com, and they get the phone number for the reception, the main office, our national office in Pembroke Park in Dublin 4. And they will be put through to a regional development officer who will line them up with a unit to join in with. In fact, I've got a new one joining with me 2 weeks ago. She's just getting all her Garda vetting forms done now. So yeah, we're happy to take leaders on. Phone the national office. They will direct you as to what needs to be done.
Excellent. Now, that was Roisin Mills from Irish Girl Guides talking about how guiding skills have helped girl guides to become resilient and cope with COVID challenges.